Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to our second annual Ecumenical Luncheon Series for Lent 2013. Holy Family Parish is delighted to host this series again this year in our parish center. Thanks to our staff, especially Jennifer Remick, our parish center director, for her help today. In particular, a welcome to the congregations who are represented here from various churches in Poland, especially the clergy leading those congregations. And I'd like to introduce them to you this afternoon, especially since we have new faces here. Welcome back to some of you from last year, but we'd like to introduce the clergy leadership of the congregations, which helped organize our series this year. In order of appearance, this Lenten series, then, Pastor Reed Lampert from Church of the Rock. Reed, stand up, take a bow. Welcome. Brother Christian Strobel from Heritage Presbyterian. I didn't see Christian yet. Here we go. Reverend Mike Grant from Poland United Methodist Church. Son Mike. Pastor Julianne Smith from Prince of Peace Lutheran, and Dr. David Gilbert. New addition to the clergy leadership at Poland Presbyterian Church, Reverend Robin Dalmegro. Many of you will recall that last year we reflected on the last words of Jesus from the cross, those seven words and phrases which we cherish from our Savior before his death, called from the four Gospels, which we hear. The words from the cross will be the subject this year, our prayerful content of our Good Friday prayer service, which will be at noon, once again on Good Friday, March 29th, here at Holy Family Church, as we pray together on that day on Good Friday. All are invited to the Good Friday ecumenical service, which will be here. Beginning today at this lunch, we begin to look at the people of the cross, the people of the Passion, from the first Good Friday. And that outline you may have received in your parish bulletins, those people of the Passion, especially, but not exclusively, the Passion narrative from St. Luke. As you know, most of our congregations share a common lectionary, at least on Sundays, so we'll be hearing Luke's Passion this year on Palm Sunday together. St. Luke provides the characters, the people of the Passion for our meditation this Lenten series. Beginning with my topic this afternoon on Judas and Pastor Reed Lampert's talk on Peter next week, followed by Pontius Pilate, Reverend Christian Strobel, and Simon of Cyrene, that meditation provided by Mike Grant from Poland United Methodist. And then finally, on March 20th, The Good Thief and the Bad Thief from Luke's Passion by Julianne Smith and Dave Gilbert. Nothing personal there, Good Thief, Bad Thief, Julianne. In our planning sessions, my colleagues in ministry did not appear anxious, as I recall, to take on Judas today. So I ended up with the character of Judas Iscariot as the person upon whom we're meditating this afternoon. Along with Benedict Arnold, I suppose, Judas is on the hit parade of traitors in our lives. Judas ends up on the bottom of the heap. Poor old Judas. Poor old Judas, so long Judas. You might remember that song from Jesus Christ Superstar. Poor old Judas, so long Judas, the lyrics go. Pretty good wages for one little kiss, song of Jesus Christ Superstar. How did Judas end up on the bottom? He did not start there. Judas did not start at the bottom. As we know, Judas was one of the chosen ones, one of the 12 apostles, chosen by our Lord to follow him closely. He was the only Judean in the apostolic band of 12. All the others were from Galilee. He had more talent, apparently, for administration. He seemed a good fit to be the treasurer for Jesus and his group of followers. He was, as we know from the pages of the Gospel, in charge of the common purse. the bank account. But something began to go wrong inside of Judas. As most of us know about our own human weaknesses and failings and sins, there is usually an inward failure first, some character defect, if you will, inside of us, before there can be an outward external sin or failing or defect. What was the real sin of this apostle, this capable apostle Judas? What was his real failing? His betrayal of our Lord with a kiss, terrible sin indeed, but was that his worst? His eventual suicide, tragic act, despair indeed, but was that his most offensive sin against God? What preceded those deeds, those devastating outward actions of betrayal and suicide? What began to get hold of Judas? What captured his mind and his heart? The Gospels provide and suggest an answer. Greed, avarice, love of money. If you're familiar with the capital sins, greed, avarice is one of those seven capital sins, called so because they lead to others. The root of sin, poor old Judas, whom St. Matthew records Jesus saying harsh words, better for that man if he had never been born. And we know that just 6 days before our Lord's crucifixion, at a great supper party in Bethany, when Jesus was anointed by Mary of Bethany, Judas' true colors came out. The inward demon begins to show even more clearly. Judas criticizes, as we know, Mary for anointing our Lord in preparation for his burial. From St. John's Gospel, passages we are familiar with. To quote John, one of his disciples, the same Judas Iscariot who was to betray him, when he saw it, he said, "Why should not this ointment have been sold? It would have fetched 200 pieces of silver. Alms might have been given to the poor." John adds, in his editorial comment, John, the apostle, a colleague of Judas, he said this, Judas said this, not from any concern for the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and took what was put in. Losing out on those possible 200 pieces of silver, poor old Judas settles for 30 pieces of silver. In his deal with the chief priests, in exchange for betraying Jesus with a kiss. This famous kiss, which Luke describes in his passion narrative, to quote, "While he was still speaking, a crowd approached in front was one of the 12, a man named Judas. He went up to Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, 'Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?'" Even returning those silver pieces, 30, Judas repents of his deed. Of course, he was full of remorse, Matthew tells us, and in Judas's words, "I have sinned," he says in Matthew's Gospel. He told them the blood of Jesus was that of an innocent man. Judas was repentant unto himself but not unto God. Judas hates himself, and indeed cannot repent unto the Lord. In his despair and in his guilt, Judas cannot see his way to God's forgiveness. His heart hardened. This is the difference between Judas and Peter. Peter's triple denial led him to remorse, which led to an abiding and salvific change of heart. Judas' heart could not melt before God's forgiveness as Peter's did. So the tragedy of the life and the death of Judas the Apostle is just that. Tragic unto his death, hanging himself on the tree of death without realizing the life and love of Jesus his master, hanging from the tree of life. May this Lent then, for ourselves, these days before us, most of Lent, well before us, be a time for repentance unto God. And may our hearts change and begin to melt a little of what's inside of us, which may lead to outward failures, sins, and difficulties. May our hearts melt before the cross of our Savior. And as we pray in our own tradition, and perhaps in yours, we pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Let us pray today, in union with Christ at the foot of the cross, with Mary, his mother. Let us ask God to be with us at this meal. We ask God to bless this food, those who have prepared it, those who participate here today. We ask God to be with those less fortunate than ourselves, poor and needy in our communities. We ask God to bless us this Lent, give us his strength, his courage, and his peace. We pray all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jennifer, you have some instructions for us?
Welcome, everyone. You guys have a really awesome lunch in store for you. When I approached the caterers this year, they're always so generous to us. And Madors wanted to lead off. And I said, it's Lent, so you know, we need to think of something Lent-like. Well, let's just say they're very generous. I'd like to start today. We'll escort you up. But because the Reed Lamport table, we're going to let them go first because they're newcomers. So enjoy.